has gone before to look into the inner sanctum of life. I see. Placental wall. Looking a little unusual.
Oh. I think she went to rent a placenta. All right, let's see if we can raise that creature still in the throes of gestation. Hello, little baby.
Hello. This is the little baby speaking.
Oh, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm fine. Just woke up from a nice nap. And now I'm rubbing my sleepy little eyes and getting ready to face another day here in the womb with a view.
Oh, you're a cutie pie, you little sweetheart. Sweetheart, sweet.
No, I mean...
No, you're sweet, you're sweet, you're sweet. Ask me this, though. Your mother is heaving a guts on a regular basis. You got anything to do with that?
Yes, I do, and I feel very bad about it.
Well, what's happening?
I think it's my feet. I have stinky little feet, and it upsets her tummy.
No, you don't have stinky little feet, do you?
Yeah, look. Here, let me stick one out. You smell it.
Boy.
You see what I mean? Nasty, nasty, stinky little feet. What am I gonna do?
I think what you have is I thought I noticed a little toe moss. What I want you to do is take the umbilical cord and run it between each and every one of your toes. And then let the matter fall free. And I will whisk broom it up. And I think that's what's causing the rather unaromatic state of your pods.
All right, I can just disconnect the umbilical cord.
Wait a minute, don't disconnect that thing. You need that thing.
No.
Yes, you do. You need your umbilical cord to eat. Wait a minute, that's ridiculous. Shit. There's nothing to eat in there.
You want a bet? The other day I got a whole load of whipped cream.
He's not really sick. Just a bad case of gas. The Grease Man, DC 101.